Please welcome Lorelei Egli.
I wanted to do a shout out to Kurt because I so appreciate this venue and David and Marianne also. It's really great to have this, so thank you so much. Yeah, it's really fun. I didn't really prepare tonight, but I thought about my experience with Kurt in Budapest, which I told him about. He used to do storytelling at the Earthling Bookshop where I worked. And I flew to Budapest with my sister for a trip away from her family. And I thought that she wanted to go, and she thought that I wanted to go. And it turned out that my mother wanted to go, and she had planted the seed in each of our minds. And so we went to a concert in Budapest, and there on stage was Kurt Henning. Twin doppelganger, so playing music, and I was so taken aback with him being there. So I've mentioned that to him before, and that night also was an episode that I, aside from us both being in Budapest, not really caring that we were there, but my sister snores, as do I, but the 3 days that we were there, I literally had dark circles under my eyes from not being able to sleep. And that night at that concert, after the concert was over, my sister took her coat and swung it around and hit me with one of the buttons on her coat in my teeth. And I remember being very, it hurt, but I went on and on like, oh, and I made her feel, she was very sensitive, she felt so badly about it, and I just kept, she died, and I feel like that was like one of the situations I was like, I was really sorry that I had been so dramatic about that. But one of our father's expressions, you're quoting all the expressions, Beth, was one of my father's was, those who stand for nothing fall for anything. And so he was very firm in all of his beliefs. And I always felt that the opposite was true. I really enjoyed just sort of seeing what came along and how things happened. But I realized that one of the things that he taught all of us, and that we, even though I thought I didn't really have something that I felt really strongly about, one is, and both of my sisters and I have it, is environment. And I used to work at the Earthling Bookshop and the Novel Experience. Actually, this was at the Novel Experience. My boss, Christine Hill, very flamboyant, expressive woman. And we really enjoyed working together. We would come here to Linnea's for our lattes in the afternoon. But she asked me to kind of calm it down with the customers, because after people bought things, I would say things like, do you really need a bag, or can you use one of the ones that you already have? And she thought that was a little bit forceful and not really necessary. So she bought me a baseball cap that says eco-terrorist. I think I mentioned that before, that that was when terrorist wasn't such a strong word. But both my sisters and I, adamant about hanging our laundry out on the line to dry, adamant about recycling. My husband calls me a squirrel because I collect things. I'm a guerrilla gardener. If I go into a parking strip and there's dandelions or grasses flowering, I'll pull them out. And so just have come to realize that there are things that I feel firmly about. Another one is returning things. I'm not a big consumer. I get most of my things handed over or passed along. But one of the things that we learned growing up in a Swiss family was that you, and it is more, definitely more here in America, I think. What do they call it? Something shopping, like playtime shopping or something like that, you know, where people just, a hobby shopping. I guess that's a term I'm looking for. So we were always told, you know, if you buy something, that's it. You've got it, you know, and so I've never really returned anything. And that's just the way we were raised. And the pinnacle of that was, I remember, I haven't eaten mammals for years, and I went out to dinner with my my father's girlfriend and some other people, and I ordered veal parmesan, and I didn't realize that, so they brought it to the table, and I sat and looked at it, and my stepmother said, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, you know, that you ordered veal parmesan, and I had meant eggplant parmesan, and I hadn't even touched it, and the waitress said, oh, that's okay, you know, I'll take it back, no problem, and I said, no, I ordered it. And so I sat there and cried, and kept, I ate the bread topping around the veal. That's a little too firm.